AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest city preparing for a potential immigration crackdown by the Trump administration. The Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden said Customs and Border Protection agents could be in Charlotte within days.
We don't need immigration and custom enforce coming into Charlotte, disrupting our city, creating fear in our city and workplace, trying to divide our community and to make Charlotte a less safe place.
Niecy Brown is with the AFL-CIO. President Trump defended sending federal agents and the military into Democrat-run cities. Susan Rodriguez McDowell is a county commissioner.
Whatever occurs in the coming days, we must meet the moment peacefully, reduce panic, and remember that due process will be back. There will come a time when this regime ends and justice and due process will become the order of the day again.
Local authorities in Charlotte say they have not been asked to assist. A longtime prosecutor, Pete Skandalakis, announced he will take over the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others after Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis was removed from the case. And no one else wanted the job. Skandalakis says several prosecutors were contacted, and while all were respectful and professional, each declined the appointment. Police say a double-decker bus crashed into a bus stop in Stockholm, Sweden, causing fatalities and injuries. Russia launched a major missile and drone attack in Kyiv, killing 6 people and wounding at least 35, including a pregnant woman. The Transportation Department's new restrictions that would severely limit which immigrants can get commercial driver's licenses to drive a semi-trailer truck or bus have been put on hold by a federal appeals court. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is moving lower in more bumpy trading a day after its biggest drop in a month. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 370 points. That's about 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.1%. NVIDIA dropped as much as 3.4% in the early going, then went back to about break-even at mid-morning. Other recent investor favorites were also coming back a bit closer to earth. Bitcoin fell below $95,000 briefly. It had been as high as nearly $125,000 last month. The price of gold was down 2.7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Walmart CEO Doug McMillon plans to retire early next year. The 59-year-old turned America's largest retailer into a tech-powered giant and spearheaded a period of robust sales growth since becoming CEO in 2014. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.